Yes, it's Lavi. Everyone had a beautiful Yontif, a beautiful circus, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, Hoshana Rabbah, of course. Hope everyone had a beautiful Yontif and a beautiful Shabbos Bereishis. If you could please just stand for the Cholim, but Miriam Bat Sagit, she's very, very sick. Please, if you can stand for Miriam Bat Sagit. Miriam Bat Sagit, and I'm going to lift you other Cholim are very sick also. Miriam Liba Bas Devoa, also very sick. All these Cholim are very sick, a lot of them. Miriam Liba Bas Devoa. Awan Boach Ben Chana, Awan Boach Ben Chana, Mim Liba Bas Tavoa, Esther Freda Bas Leia, Esther Freda Bas Leia, Alana Rina Bas Tavoa Leia, Alana Rina Bas Tavoa Leia, Esther Freda Bas Leia, also Yisrael Yehuda Ben Dina Sawa, Yisrael Yehuda Ben Dina Sawa, Moshe Tzvi Ben Chaya Sawa, Moshe Tzvi Ben Chaya Sawa, Wachel Bas Alana, Wachel Bas Alana, Kalman Ben Chaya Blima, Kalman Ben Chaya Blima, Kalman Ben Chaya Blima, Boach Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, Boach Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, Yossi Zev Ben Spinsa, Yossi Zev Ben Spinsa, Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Moshe Yehuda ben Wacha Miriam, Moshe Yehuda ben Wacha Miriam, Fumit Wachel bas Dina, Zechaya ben, okay, I'll come back to you then with that name. I forgot that, you know, come back to you in a minute. So this is Parshas Noach. So the Chassam Sofer said this, not me, the Chassam Sofer. He said, if you look in the very beginning of the Parsha, that Noach Yitzadik Tamim Hayah B'Dosav, he was complete in his generation. Later on in the Parsha, Hashem calls Noach a Tzadik, or the Parsha calls, well, everything's from Hashem, but you don't see the word Tamim anymore by Noach. You only see the word Tzadik, not Tamim. The Chassam Sofer says, because Noach did not daven for his generation, Noach did not daven for Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood. He did not daven for them, to that Hashem should save them, and they should do tshuva. So Noach lost the title Tamim. He was still a tzaddik, but he lost the word Tamim. Oh, now I remember Zechaya ben Rivka. If you can also daven for it, please. And one more, Avam Yeshayahu ben Aviva. Then it says, Elis Todos Noach, and Rashi says, what's the Todos for Noach? Masim Tovim, good deeds, you know, good actions he did. And Todos means usually children. So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, I might have said this for last year, but I thought it was a beautiful word. Well, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, you know, parents, mother or father, or father or mother, they usually go the extra mile for their children. For their children, they'll go the extra mile. For their sons and daughters, daughters and sons, they'll go the extra mile. So it says, told us, these are generations of Noach. What does Rashi say? Masim Tovim. Noach went the extra mile to do good deeds. Masim Tovim, to do what Hashem wants, to do the good deeds. That's why he said, Eilat told us, Noach, Rashi, Masim Tovim. The Masim Tovim were also the children of Noach. Noach's children were also Masim Tovim. Then it says, it was Moshe Feinstein's Asal said this again. I hope I don't misquote what Moshe Feinstein's Asal, but he said, if you notice, his first mentions how Noach was a tzaddik, was complete. And then I think when 100 years later, it mentioned Noah had Shem, Ham, and Yafes. He had three children. So Moshe Feinstein's Asal said, why does the Torah first begin Noah was a tzaddik? And I guess through Rashi or Medrash, or the Mephashim, then only after a couple hundred years later did Noah have children. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, because Noah first had to work on himself. Before Noah become a father, an Abba, or a Tati, Noah had to first work on himself. He had to first work on himself to make himself fit, and then only then was he ready to have children. But he first had to work on himself. Then when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal asked another question, the first or second pasukim of the parsha, it tells Noach was a tzaddik, was tamim abedosav, he was complete. And only a couple of pasukim later does it say, you know, the dor hamabul, what they did. Zucker Moshe Feinstein. Would it make more sense? Tell us how, that what the door marble was doing, they were stealing, and Hashem's going to destroy the wall, but Hashem's going to save Noah because he's a tzaddik. That makes more sense. Tell us Hashem's going to destroy the wall, bring the marble because of generation, and then white bang will save Noah because he's a tzaddik. Why do you write that Noah was a tzaddik in the beginning of the Parsha, before we know anything about Dor HaMabul? Zakra Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal. What the Torah is telling us, an incredible insight. You always need tzaddikim and tzaddikis in the world. You always need righteous men and righteous women in the world. For the world to continue as a whole, even without anything, even without, let's say, the Dor HaMabul, the world to continue needs tzaddikim and tzaddikis in the world. That's why the Torah first begins that Noach was a tzaddik. And only a couple of seconds later we know about Dor HaMabul. But you first need to know about, you first need to have a tzaddik in the world for the world to continue as a whole. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. Then it says, Eshem, Escham, Ve'esyafes. Wouldn't it make more sense, Shem, Ve'cham, Ve'yafes? Why do you have to have an S between each one of them? So the Walag said a word. He says it's teaching you that Noach weighs each child on an individual basis. He did not weigh them all together on the same plane. He did not weigh Shem, Ham, and Yafis as if they were all one child. He weighs each of them individual what each that one child needed. And it's an important Muslim message that when you weigh Kinderlach, when you weigh your children, you have to weigh them according to their needs. You don't compare one child to the next because each child is different. That's why it says, Eshem, Escham, Es Yafes. Then the Walag also points out, Shem begins with a Shin, Cham begins with a Ches, and Yafes begins with a Yud. That's 318. The first letters of each one, Shin, Ches, and Yud, is 318. That's one above Yeush. Yeush is 317. What kept Noah going for not giving up hope? You know, imagine being in the Dor HaMabul. Everyone around you doing a veil and you're the only tzaddik. You know, about you, how would you get depressed and give up hope? What kept Noah not giving up hope? His children, 318. That's what kept Noah going, his children. Then there's an opinion in Rashi that Noah might have been a window in the Teva. So Moshe Shore from Lakewood asked the question, why does Noah have to look outside anyway? You know, could say there's a window that lets enough light in, but you don't need a window. You don't need to look at the destruction of the world. Zakra Moshe Shore from Lakewood, a beautiful vort. Because Hashem wanted Noah and his family to see the world being destroyed, so they can feel the pain. So Noah and his people and his family can feel the pain of those people who unfortunately were getting affected by the flood, and they can daven for them and cry to Hashem for them. That's why, according to one opinion, there was a window, because Hashem wanted Noah and his family to feel the pain of the generation that was getting affected by the marble. Then it says, Noach, Hashem tells Noach, I'm going to save you and your family. So, Be'amayim Chaim, is a Hasidic Sefer. He said an incredible insight. Until now, that's I think, the when you see, when Hashem's talking to Noach, how he's going to save him and his family, it says, use the word Yitkei Vavkei or Yud Yud, but does not use the word Elokeinu or Elokim. Until now, whenever Hashem talked to Noach, it was always Elokim or Elokeinu. But now when Hashem told Noach, I'm going to save you and your family, Hashem uses Yud-Kei or Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So Be'amayim Chaim said, why? Because Yud-Kei Vav-Kei or Yud-Yud is Midas HaRachmim. It shows Hashem is merciful. It's a trait of Hashem's mercy. So what Pshat is, Hashem told Noach, you I would save no matter what because you are tzaddik. That's why until now Hashem used the word Elokim by Noach, because Elokim means strict justice, means Hashem's trait of strict justice, Midas HaDin. So Hashem said, according to strict justice, Noach, you're going to be saved. You are tzaddik. But when I'm talking to Noach to save your family, then I'm going to have to have mercy on them. I'm going to have rachmim on them that I save them. You, Noach, will be saved because strict justice, because you are tzaddik. But the rest of your family, I have to do out of mercy. That's why Hashem tells Noach, you and your family go into the Teva, it's Yud-Kei Vav-Kei or Yud-Yud, which is Midas HaRachmim. Hashem talks in one of those names to Noach. Then the Be'amayim Chaim said, Noach did what Hashem told him, and Noach went into the Teva. So Be'amayim Chaim said, why would Noach have to be told to go in the Teva? Wouldn't he want to go anyway to be saved from the flood, from the marble? Zukta Be'amayim Chaim, a beautiful vort. Noach did not think the marble, he never thought the marble would occur. He always thought that his generation, his door would do tshuva. He always thought the people of his generation would repent, would go away from what they're doing and repent and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He never thought that they would never repent. And that's why Noach only went to Teva because Hashem commanded him. But otherwise he would never gone to Teva because he said, I can't believe door marble is not going to do tshuva. Then if you look, I think Rashi, or it might be Rashi, or it might be the Chumash, it said the rain pushed Noach in. Right? That's it might be Rashi. So why wouldn't Noach go in? Like we said before, why did Noach go in? Why did the rain push him? So the Walag, and it might be other Mefashim, a simple shot, Noach knew he was a tzaddik. So as long as he's a tzaddik, Noach says, as long as I'm not in the Teva, the marble cannot occur. The flood, the marble cannot occur as long as I'm not in the Teva, because I'm a tzaddik. Hashem is not going to destroy me. So therefore, I can prevent the marble. I can prevent the world getting destroyed. I can save the people of my generation. But Hashem caused the rain for him to go into the Teva, because Hashem said, you're right, Noach, but I'm going to have to cause you to go in, because the world has to be destroyed. Then Rechaim Soloveitchik said another beautiful word. It says, Hashem tells Noach, I'm going to protect you from the Risham, the evil people of the generation. Why didn't Hashem tell Noach, I'm always going to save you from the animals? Remember, it says the animals started following the people of the generation, and they started not acting so well. And I don't know about you, if I was walking down the street, I saw a lion, I don't know what I'd do. I'd be crying to Hashem, running for my life, and obviously the lion would overtake me. So I don't know why didn't Hashem tell Noach, I'll save you from the animals? Zakva Chaim Soloveitchik, a beautiful vort. Because animals don't have free will. Hashem was telling Noah, animals I could control. They don't have free will. But with Shoim, evil people still have free will, still have Bechira Chavshis. So therefore, Noah, I'm telling you, I'm going to protect you from the evil people. I'm going to protect you from the evil people. I'm going to make sure you're okay. Then what David Gowasser from Brooklyn said, another beautiful vort. It said that the Yonah, the bird came back with an olive branch. And the Medrash said that olive branch came from Olam Haba, Gan Eden, the next world. Zakwa David Gowasa. Why do you have to bring a branch from Gan Eden, from Olam Haba, to Noach? Because I guess David Gowasa gave a great explanation. Imagine, I'm just trying to explain David Gowasa's vort. Imagine you being on a teva, and you look outside, the whole world is destroyed. There's no one alive anymore. Except you and your family and Og, that's about it. They said, Pshat, the Og may survive. There's nothing alive. Everything's destroyed. You know how depressing you are? You must get so depressed, must so get down, and you might think, oh my goodness, all the mitzvahs, all the Torah mitzvahs I did, look where it got me. So that's why Hashem came with sent Yonah with a branch from Gan Eden, from Olam Haba. Because Hashem was telling Noach, I did not forget your good deeds. I did not forget the mitzvahs you did. Don't worry, you will see reward. You will get rewarded for what you did. Don't worry, I did not forget you. You will see reward in the next world. Don't worry about it. Then we have Yanki Rubin from Ballpark's another beautiful word. It says, if you look in the Chumash, Noach was told that Noach waited until Hashem told him to leave the Teva. He told me he had to wait until, Noach waited until Hashem told him to leave the Teva. So why did Noach wait? Why can Noach go out himself? Why did he wait? Zuck with Yanki Rubin. Because Noach was a humble person, was an anav. Noach realized that Hashem does not, I'm an humble person. I don't deserve to see the world destroyed. I don't deserve to see maybe mason dead people on the ground. I'm not fit for that. I'm not a great man. I'll probably misuse the opportunity what I'm supposed to do if I see the mason, the bodies all over the place. So I have to stay in the teva. I'm not a great man to see it. I'm not like Avraham Avinu, who's a tzaddik. We know Noach was a tzaddik, but I'm just saying, I'm not a great man. So I have a Noach anivus, humbleness, he stayed in the teva because he felt he was not fit to leave. Well, Yanki Rubin said that. The one last vort, I know I told you this last year, but I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful vort. The Ramban, I think, said it, but I think what Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, the former Yeshiva Mir in Brooklyn, said it, and what Moshe Tuvialif, the rabbi of Aguda Avenue L in Brooklyn, all said it. At the end of the parsha, it tells us, I think it might be Rashi or Medrash. I'm not sure it's Rashi or Rashi, might quote a Medrash. Avinu, the whole story of Orkastim, where Avinu went through a fiery furnace, to show that he believed in Hashem. And Avraham went through that fiery furnace and lived. But all Ramban, Rashmur, Birnbaum, Zatzal, Moshe Tavir, Leif, Shlita, all asked the question, how come it's not in the Chumash? This was an incredible nace, incredible nisan. Avraham walked through all Kastin, walked through the fiery furnace. Why don't we read about it in the Chumash? So Zakt Ramban, Rashmur, Birnbaum, Zatzal, Moshe Tavir, Leif. Because in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, we live to live. We don't live to die. We don't live to die. We live to live. And that's why we don't know about Avinu walk through the fiery furnace. And Ranachem Sal from Los Angeles, Yeshiva from Ranachem Sal, he's a big posting in Los Angeles. He said, if you just one last thought, he said, at the end of the Marble, we told we're supposed to eat the meat. We're supposed to eat meat of animals then. Until now, we cannot eat meat of animals. We cannot eat meat. But now we're told we're supposed to eat it. Zakwa Nochem Sawif, I think it might be the Mabit, but I forgot who he quoted, so don't quote the Mabit. But Nochem Sawif said, why? Because Hashem did not want another Dor HaMarble to come. And therefore, because you can say the people might have learned from animals. Because animals don't have an Issa Geneva. You know, animals steal from each other, but animals don't know what stealing means. Like a lion might steal from a horse, you know, but he doesn't know what he's doing with Asa. He doesn't have a Torah. He doesn't have mitzvahs. And therefore, that's how the Dor HaMarble might have learned what they did, to steal and all that. Zakwa Nochem Sawa. Hashem said, I don't want a marble to occur again. I don't want you to put yourself on the same level of an animal. I don't want you to think you're an animal, that you and the animals are on the same level. Therefore, I'm telling you, you should eat meat. After Dor HaMarble, you should eat meat, basa, because then you won't think of yourself like an animal. You won't think that you're on the same level as an animal. I'm going to tell you two halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. The Chafetz Chaim says, you know, really you're supposed to keep your feet together for Shemoneh Esrei. But let's say your feet are not together. You daven Shemoneh Esrei and your feet are not together. Chafetz Chaim said, Bidi Evid, you are Yotze. Bidi Evid, you're Yotze. You do not need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. You are Yotze even if your feet are not together. Of course, your feet should be together, but Bidi Evid, you're okay. But Yaakov Smith, I think he quoted with Moshe Feinstein, that's all, but again, I don't want to misquote. I know what Yaakov Smith said this personally. You know, after you hear the last Bracha of Adullah, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ma'amavdeh, Ma'ikar Shechol, you should not talk until the person who made Avdala drank wine or drank the grape juice. You should not talk. You shouldn't talk until you drank some of the wine or some of the grape juice. Some people say Malog Guma for a cheekful. Some people say Koshu. But you should not talk. You should not say Gudvach Shvua Tov immediately. You should wait until he drinks, you know, from the wine or the grape juice. But if you did talk, then you are Yotze. You're still Yotze. Bidi Evid, you're still Yotze. But you should try not to talk. Have a gewaldic Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. And please daven for the cholim. They're very, very
yes,
sick.
Yes, I'd like to.
Some of them. Thank you.
If you could please, if everyone could just daven for the cholim that I'm going to list. They're very sick, some of them. Miriam Lieber Bas Devoa. Miriam Lieber Bas Devoa. Miriam Batsagit. Miriam Batsagit. Esther Freda Bas Leah. Esther Freda Bas Leah. Yisrael Yehuda Bendina Sawa, Yisrael Yehuda Bendina Sawa, Rachel Bas Alana, Moshe Tzvi Ben Chaya Sawa, Carmen Ben Chaya Blima, Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Moshe Yehuda Ben Wacha Miriam, Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, Yosef Zeb Ben Sprinza, and Yehuda Ben Shifra. Some of these cholim are very, very sick. If you can please daven for them. And I think one more, Fumit Rachel Bas Alana, I think that's the name, Fumit Rachel Bas Alana. If you could please daven for all these cholim. And Avam Yeshayahu ben Aviva. They're all very sick. Please, if you can daven for them. Thank you very much.